image in your eyes, reflecting the pain that is taking you. I hear it in your voice, so ridden with shame from what's ailing you. I won't give up, so don't give in. You've fallen down, but you can rise again. So don't give up when the demon that's inside lost in your world of lies, I find it so hard to believe in you. Can it be real this time, or just a bottomless game that we're playing through? I won't give up,
this is a battle that we are gonna win.
When you're aching for the fire and begging for your sin, there's nothing left inside, there's still a reason. When the demon that's inside you is ready to begin, and it feels like it's a
every time we play that song, it gets more and more difficult. because I go back and I think about all the amazing people that I loved so very, very much that have fallen prey to the demons, to the diseases known as addiction and depression. And I miss them so very much. I miss Chester, I miss Scott, I miss Chris, I miss Paul Gray, I miss Wayne Static, I miss Keith Flint from The Prodigy, I miss Prince, Robin Williams, the list goes on and on and on. And one of the things that infuriates me most about those situations is how certain people who really don't understand these diseases faulted them for falling prey. Faulted them, thought that they weren't strong enough. Thought that how could a person who had so much in their lives, who had money, fame, who had a beautiful family, who had children, how could they let themselves be consumed by these demons? And they have no concept of what they're talking about, because these demons, these diseases are diseases. They are no different than cancer. They will find you and eat away at you no matter how strong you are. And to show you that this is not something that is exclusive to the world of entertainment, with your permission, I'd like to try an experiment with you here tonight. By a show of hands, and don't be afraid, how many of you have struggled with the demons of addiction and depression yourselves or know someone that has? Keep those hands up. Now take a look around this room. My friends, you are not alone. We fight this war together. And although we've lost a few soldiers, there are still many, many battles yet to be fought. And I think it's up to us to try and slow the progress of these diseases, to do what we can, to be more proactive, but not to let yourselves get to the point where you are standing in front of your loved one's casket on the day of their funeral, wishing that you had done more. I implore each and every one of you to look for the warning signs, to reach out sooner than later, to be an advocate, to pull them kicking and screaming into rehab if that's what it takes. But not to let them go without a fight. To say that you've done everything you could, even if they succumb. Do we have an agreement, London?